On the show today, we have NetGiver's very own Eric Berg and Spire Credit Union's very own Dan Stoltz talking about the value and importance of credit unions giving back to the community and supporting their members in their giving efforts as well. So check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Spire Credit Union's very own Dan Stoltz right down there below us. Dan, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How about you?
Doing well so far. And then we have awesome. Eric Berg from NetGiver right next to me. Eric, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Now that I have you guys on the show, we're doing even better. So welcome. Hope all your summertime extravaganzas are going A-OK, considering what's going on out in the world. But I think we're getting by one day at a time here. So good stuff indeed. So, hey, we're talking about the value and importance of credit unions giving back to the community and supporting their members in giving. And Eric, this is basically what you guys, this is what you live, right, Eric, at NetGiver, right?
Yeah, NetGiver is the mobile app for credit unions that allows members to be able to give to charities of their choice without incurring any of the platform fees or fees associated with what we so often experience these days, which is pull out our card, give it to somebody, and we don't realize that we're passing along a little bit of a fee associated with that every time we want to make one of those spontaneous donations. Yep. So Dan and his team at Spire and other credit unions have come on board and are able to now offer to their members the ability to be able to use a mobile app for that giving, which allows members at Spire and other credit unions to be able to give to charities that they choose without incurring those fees.
Yeah, so. I saw the puppy video that featured Spire. I mean, I want to go out and get a dozen dogs right away after seeing that video. Oh my gosh. But Dan, from the credit union perspective, can you give us the value and importance of giving back to the community as well as supporting members, their giving efforts? Even through NetGiver. So what's the value there and the importance of
business? Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And first of all, humbled and honored to be a part of your broadcast. You. Again, I just want to say to you, I just always appreciate your positivity and just your passion. So I want you to know that. But, you know, regarding giving back, making a difference, I inspire, really believe that life is about giving, not getting. And to live fully, you have to give fully. And we always tell people that you can't afford not to give. Giving is a part of credit union's DNA. It's who we are. And so, you know, we heard the term, I come with a CFO background, and you know, you hear words like, you know, net worth, net income, net margin. We talk about those all the time. And there was a speaker one time that said, either in life you're getting or you're giving. And so we really thought about that. And we said, you know, our goal in life is to be a net giver, to be on that side of life. And again, as I said, it's a part of the credit union DNA. It's our difference. At Spire, we have two words that describe our mission, vision. But we have a core action that we added in 2020, Mike. And that core action is two words, and it's giving back. And that's where we feel that's our legacy, that's credit union's differences. Yeah. So we really believe strongly in the importance of giving back and making a difference.
Yeah, and that seems even more important of, you know, what we've been going through the last 5-6 months as well, right? I think that kind of took it to another level, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, our value is we care, two words again. And we care for our members, we care for our staff, but we also care for our communities. And I think that's where credit unions do a great job. And I don't know that we tell that story real well, but in our giving and giving back in our time, talent, and treasures, you know, giving that back and making a difference, that's, you know, we're more than just banking. We're a partner in the community, and giving back is really the key part of that for all credit unions.
Agreed. And Eric, from NetGiver's perspective, what benefits have you seen from credit unions? What do they receive from giving? Because you guys obviously work with a bunch of credit unions as well. So what do you guys see out there on this?
Yeah, for sure. Well, obviously, you know, as from credit unions' perspective, we talk about, you know, you talk about assets, and obviously their greatest assets, and Dan, you probably agree, is your members, right? So watching members engage with their favorite charities has been really rewarding. And we've seen all age groups participate in this while having the opportunity to use NetGiver. And it obviously resonates with the younger generations a little bit more. But we've seen people who are passionate about the things that they care about and giving to those things. Members that are in their 60s and 70s, even that are using this app because it's so easy to use. So, you know, the reward of being able to see, you know, all these different people finding something they're passionate about and being able to give, freely. We say give freely has really been rewarding from our perspective, and it sort of, you know, it does, like what Dan said, you know, separates. Credit unions, right? And it's the differentiator that makes that's a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. It's here, and it seems like there's a value add here too, right, Dan? Because when the credit union is kind of the foundation of this giving effort, it just, there's something deeper there than you're just your normal financial institution or even just any organization for that matter, right?
Yeah, because I think people want, I mean, what we're seeing, especially even during this pandemic, even it's heightened more, but you know, it's all about relationships, partnerships, and people want more than a transaction, you know, and I think credit unions really, again, telling the story, we're more than a transaction, you know, we're a face, we want to get in the community, and giving back makes us, you know, Eric made it, if you didn't touch on this, it's a simple app, a guy like me can even do it, so that's the definition of simplicity, you know, and again, I think the important part is, if you give $100 through this app, the organization gets $100, right. So they fully are able to do their impact and make a difference. And so that's a really important facet of this whole product.
Yeah, 100% for sure. And I'm going to stick with you, Dan. So what have you guys done in this area, and what results have you seen? Because again, I go back to the puppy video that you guys did.
Yeah.
What other things have you guys done in this area?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the puppy rescue, you know, pets, vets, homelessness, hunger, financial literacy. One of the things I'm really proud of, Mike, and that kind of was a part of the launch of the NetGiver app, is when COVID hit, immediately Spire said, okay, but it's our core action of giving back. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And so what we decided to do very quickly within the first 2 weeks of the pandemic, we saw these nonprofits, their needs were greater in feeding those that needed to be fed, giving homes that needed to be fed or housed. And then at the same time, people were hoarding money because we were uncertain about what was going on. So the need was great and the money was low. And so Spire wanted to do something bold. We call it a big give initiative. And what we decided to do is give $250,000, unbudgeted, $250,000. And we said, we're going to give it out in the state of Minnesota and make a difference. But it's not the dollar amount, Mike, I'm so proud of. It's how we did it. So we've got 20 branches at Spire. Every branch got $5,000. They decided which organization to give to.
Wow.
We have 20 departments in Spire, HR, IT, you know, all technology, lending, they got $5,000. The board of directors got a pool of money. The supervisory committee got a pool of money. Leadership did. And then we let them select. We had 187 organizations that we put through the NetGiver. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, Mike, what was really cool about that is each of those people that decided where that money went, they called that nonprofit to tell the story that, hey, we wanted to make a difference. And then our staff then learned that giving, whether it's $1, $5, they got teary-eyed, they heard the emotions, and now they're learning how to give too. So that's just the whole part of this whole thing is making a big difference. But we put all that money through NetGiver, and then the organizations called us back and said, wow, we got to keep 100% of those funds. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing here, Dan, is actually this bond or connection that you guys have with your members, it just gets even stronger. And is that what you're finding too, Eric, when you work with these with credit unions too? It just creates this deeper, stronger bond between credit union and member.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, you know, you can look back at all the studies and all, and when you take a look deeper at how consumers behave and how people behave, really, because consumers are people, right? Every decision we make as human beings is an emotional decision. Now, we use logic to support all of our decisions that we make, and that's how we justify everything and do those kinds of things. But when you meet somebody at the point at which their emotional decision is being made, and there's nothing more emotional than giving to something that you care about, right? That's the whole phrase, right? It's better to give than to receive, right? So even if you go to buy something for yourself, you know, the studies have shown that the dopamine levels in the brain actually rise higher when you're actually giving money away, right? So when you Yeah, when you give of your time, when you give of your talents, you give of your treasures, as Dan talks about, you know, those are times when that emotional connection kicks in. And when a credit union is talking about all the differences that it makes, you know, all the differences it has between it and the bank, well, we say, well, you get mortgages and you get checking account, savings account, you get home loans, you get auto loans, that kind of stuff. None of that is inspiring, right? But when you can say, as part of your financial toolkit, as a credit union, we also offer you, because we care about your philanthropy and what you do to give, so we offer you products that help you in your giving and help you be supportive in your community, that's where the emotional connection and the tie-in comes into place, and that becomes the big differentiator in the marketplace. And we see that as being huge, but the impact really is where it comes into play. You know, to Dan's point, you know, when you start talking about organizations and groups that that need that support right now, and you can not only give, but you can give fully so that they're getting your full donation. Mm-hmm. What an impact. I mean, you can't, from a leadership perspective, from the community leadership perspective, from the organization leadership perspective, you can't get a stronger statement than that. And we're really proud of that.
Well, and the thing that strikes me about this app, excuse me, is that many times when we're dealing with apps, it's very seamless, it's very transparent, and it's almost kind of invisible. But with this, there's something different about it, because when you give to your charity of choice, whatever, it's, to me, it's a very tangible thing, because you can be driving around your community and go, you know what?
Yeah.
I helped with that. I gave to that. I mean, through my credit union, I helped with that, you know? So to me, there's something extra with this. And it's a very tangible thing, where normally it wouldn't be. Is that what you're finding, Dan?
Absolutely. No, I think that, again, that just kind of brings us all together, and you actually see the result of that. You know, one of the things that Spire is doing, Mike, is on that point, and Eric talked about impact. We talk about impact and influence. That's what we want to be about as a credit union, and giving back is a big part of that. We're actually putting together, you know, credit unions are great at putting together annual reports with numbers and, you know, mission statements. But we at Spire just started this year. We're putting together an impact report so that we can literally look at it, touch and feel, and see all these organizations in the state of Minnesota that we're really making an impact and influencing along with our members. And so it's kind of a partnership and really feeling good about your impact,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I think you just answered my next question, because I was going to ask you, what's next for Spire in this
area? Yeah. Well, you know, I will say this. The other thing, too, is, you know, we just incorporated that core action of giving back. So we had to put our money where our mouth is. So what we did is we actually created a new job at Spire, and it's called the Giving Back Coordinator, literally. And that person's role is to make sure that we are being true to what our action is. And that person's spending 24/7 on, you know, studying on how are we giving back our time. 24/7, we all have it. Give back some of your time, your talent. Mike, you're talented at broadcasting. Some of us are talented in other things. Nobody's talented more than anybody else. But let's give back some of our talents. And then this net giver is going to help us really track our treasures. So this giving coordinator is going to track all these giving pieces to really make sure that, yeah, we're in banking and we've got all these products and services, but we're more than that. Mm-hmm. And I guess the other thing I just want to say, too, is, you know, we need to stay the course. Sometimes I think some people feel like, you know, giving back is a one and done. And we have to stay true to make a commitment to that. Even with COVID, who knows when this thing's going to end? And just because we did that one gift up front, we have to look to stay. How do we stay engaged? And I just want to encourage people. It's an ongoing commitment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, agreed. Yeah, it's a continuous thing for sure. Eric, I mean, what have you guys seen out there as well? Speaking of COVID, I mean, other credit unions giving back regarding the COVID pandemic. What have you guys seen out there from your end?
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of really, really great things. One of the things that we're working right now on with the network here in Minnesota is this See You Forward Day coming up in October in conjunction with Minkun. And I know Dan and Spire has been involved with See You Forward in the past. And basically what it is that Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day in October, that that is, you know, sort of typically, Dan, typically that's a day off for your staff, but they go out in the community and they participate in cleaning up parks and or
volunteering. Happens here in San Diego too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Some of those things. Right. And so what we're doing is we're engaging not only the staff now, we're offering and really creating a program behind some COVID giving in terms of COVID research with Mayo Clinic and with and some food shelf giving back with the Feeding America food banks here in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. And we're tying that all together so that members can participate in this See You Forward Day program as well. So being able to give of their treasures through NetGiver, and then being able to raise money for COVID-19 relief, both in the terms of the research on that side of things, and then also on the other side with relationship to food.
Exciting.
Yeah. So we're really looking forward to that, and so that'll be a fun initiative. And I know that Dan and his staff have already been looking into that and what that's going to mean for Spire and their members as well too.
So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Exciting stuff on the horizon, gentlemen. Very cool stuff. Anything else to wrap up, gentlemen? Any final words of wisdom here? Dan, I can start with you if you have any final thoughts here.
Well, I just want to say again, thanks for having us. And sure. You know, number one, NetGiver is simple. Dan Stoltz could do it, so anybody can do it. You know, number two, just remember that the nonprofits get 100% of this. That's so key. Yeah. And then number three, kind of that CFO piece in me, the one great feature about the NetGiver too is it also tracks all your giving through the year. When that terrible tax time comes, that NetGiver gives you a really nice tracking, and you can itemize that. But I just want to say, let's as a credit union industry stay the course. And then lastly, credit unions need to be more mainstream. I think we're working really hard on it, and we all want to be at the table for all discussions. But I think giving back and making a difference is really a way that we can continue to work our way towards mainstream and telling that story. And I think NetGiver helps us do that.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction in that area, for sure. Eric, anything final? Any final thoughts here?
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, I'm so inspired to be able to work with CEOs like Dan and other CEOs from other credit unions around the state and around the country, and just seeing the impact that can be made and understanding and knowing the difference between what a credit union is and what the other offerings are out there that don't provide some of these same neat tools like this. It's been fun to see, and I've loved Dan's passion in this, and it's been great. And we've known each other for several years now, Dan, it's been great to be able to bring this to light, you know, with Spire and his team and the rest of the group here in Minnesota. I do want to let people know that, you know, we do have webinars and we do have a lot of other information about how to get involved with NetGiver, and that can all be seen on our website at NetGiverApp.com. And join us for a webinar, reach out to us, ask us questions, ask us how to get involved. We'd be more than happy to help any credit union looking to be able to go deeper in this regard and use NetGiver to be able to do that, or even just questions that you might have about what giving looks like, right, and what that looks like in terms of what youth and younger generations are looking at when it comes to giving and how they're using technology and how they're using mobile apps. You know, to be able to do that and what an impact that can make and how that can, you know, really help diversify your membership bases and those kinds of things with tools such as this. So really fun time and an exciting place to be. And, you know, thank Dan for his support and all the other members of our group that are helping to bring this to life. So
good stuff. Good stuff, gentlemen. Yeah, I can totally see this snowballing for sure in a very good way. So good stuff. Great. Keep up the good work, guys. Stay healthy, stay safe, and look forward to the next conversation and look forward to seeing you guys in person one of these days as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mike. All right, guys. Well done. Keep up the good work, okay?
Okay.
Well done.